The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Suspense Frankenstein, originally aired November 3rd, 1952.
Suspense. Tonight, Autolite presents a new radio adaptation of one of the most famous suspense stories ever written, Mary Godwin Shelley's Frankenstein. Our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Hello there, Harlow.
Well, mend my fences if it's not the senator. How's it look for you, Senator?
Going to cast your ballot tomorrow, Harlow?
Why, Senator, I'd no more forget to vote than forget to winterize my car. And now's the time to do it. Get the oil and grease changed, put in antifreeze, inspect the battery cable.
And check the spark plugs, too.
Right, Johnny Plug Check. The spark plugs are the very heart of your car's ignition system. And when they're right, your chances of starting, even in coldest weather, are better than ever.
Well, I'll visit my Autolite spark plug dealer, Harlow.
Do that, Senator, because he's the expert on cleaning and adjustment. And if replacements are needed, he'll recommend those world-famous ignition-engineered Autolite spark plugs, either standard or resistor type. To quickly learn the location of your nearest Autolite spark plug dealer, phone Western Union by number and ask for operator 25. And remember, from bumper to tail light, you're always right with Autolite.
And now, Autolite presents transcribed Frankenstein, starring Mr. Herbert Marshall, and hoping once again to keep you in suspense.
Hello, Victor.
Hello, Mary. The Reverend in?
Out in the garden, as usual. Do you want me to call him?
No, thanks. I'll go out.
Well, all right. Tell him not to get too dirty. We're supposed to play croquet with the McDonald's at 5.
I'll tell him.
When's Elizabeth coming home?
Tomorrow or Tuesday, I think.
You both have to come over for dinner.
Love to, Mary.
I'll see you later.
Hi. Oh, you're just in time to give me a hand. Whew. Well, these Indian summers, hot, too sticky.
James, I got to talk to you.
Well, of course. What, anything wrong? You know, you haven't looked too good for the past month or so. Something on your mind?
Yes.
Oh, well, then. Let's go in the house. I'll get you a beer. We can talk.
No, not in the house. Do you mind if we walk?
Oh, of course not. Oh, wait a moment. I put my pipe over here. There we are. Might get some rain. Hope so. I won't have to play croquet. Asinine game.
James?
Oh, look now, we're friends. You know you can speak to me. What's the matter? One of your patients die? You made a mistake, perhaps?
No, nothing like that. Perhaps it's worse. I'm not sure.
Has it anything to do with Elizabeth going away?
In a way, yes.
Oh. My favorite place. You know, Victor, I think of most of my sermons standing here looking across the valley. Lovely, isn't it? Got a match? Oh, thanks.
Listen, I've been doing an experiment. It's very complicated. And I've almost finished.
Well, that's wonderful.
I think I'm a little afraid of it. I don't know. I've tried to think it out myself. I can't find the answer.
Go on.
You believe in God, don't you?
Oh,
I mean, because I don't go to church, you don't think that I don't believe, do you?
I don't think that at all. You're a good man.
I want you to promise me something. You've got to promise that you'll never breathe a word of what I'm about to tell you.
You have my word.
You swear?
I don't usually break my word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I've made something. It's tremendous. It's impossible. But I think I've done it. And it goes against everything you believe, James.
What? What have you done?
I've made a thing.
I don't understand.
I put it together. Heart, brain, nerves, muscle, everything. I've done it. Now do you understand? A complete body.
And you're upset because of that? You think that you've done something wrong?
But...
You're a surgeon. What you've done will help to save a life. If you've learned more about the human body, this experiment can't be wrong. It can only do good. Oh, I shouldn't worry.
Last night, I made it move. I'm not certain, but I think I can give it life. Absolute life. Now do you see why I'm afraid? I've created a man.
I'd better call Mary. She'll be worried.
All right, but...
I won't say anything. Hello, Mary? No, I'm with Victor. Now, listen, dear, I'm afraid we'll have to put off the McDonald's. Yes, I know. Well, Mary, I have something very important to discuss with Victor. It can't wait. Yes, dear. No, don't wait supper. I'll have something over here. Yes, I will, dear. Goodbye.
You don't have to see this thing if you don't want to, James.
What is it?
In my lab. I had an addition built on. I'm the only one who has a key.
I don't say I believe what you've told me, but how do you know you can make it live? I mean, is it anything more than galvanic action?
You'll see.
Why lock it?
I always do.
Oh. Is that the addition over there?
Yes.
Dark.
There aren't any windows. It's better that way. Before I show you, I want to explain. This is what started it. It was mostly an accident. One of the kids brought in his dog. It had been run over, killed. He wouldn't believe it was dead. Expected me to bring it back. I gave it a shot in the heart. And then another with this stuff. A compound I've fooled with for a long time.
Yes?
The dog came back to life. Just for a moment.
How do you know the dog was dead?
No, it was. It had been for 2 hours. All that happened 3 years ago.
You've been experimenting on things ever since?
Yes.
It's wrong.
I don't know.
No, it's wrong.
You don't have to stay, James.
What are you going to do? Try to bring it to life?
I've got to. I've got to try.
Then why did you come to me?
I wanted to tell you. I had to tell someone. You're my friend.
I'm a minister. I preach and believe in the word of God.
Do you want to see it?
No. No, I don't, but I must.
It's not terrible to look at. I've done a pretty good job on it. But it isn't quite finished. I'm not quite done with the face.
Oh, my.
Well?
No. No, Victor. Bury it. Let it be at peace. Don't do it. Even if you can, and I can't imagine it possible, don't. Don't even try.
Do you realize what it would mean to me, to the world?
Standing here with you, looking at that, it's easy to imagine anything. I don't want to. Put it to rest, Victor. Forget it.
That's just it. I can't. Not until I find out one way or the other. Watch.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to show you what happened last night.
I don't want to see. I don't care.
I know better.
Well, listen to me, Victor. This mustn't go on. You've got to stop it.
Not yet. Not until I find out.
Does Elizabeth know what you're doing?
No.
Why did you send her away?
I didn't want her here when I made the last test.
Because you're ashamed. You know it's wrong. You know what she'd think.
I'm not ashamed. I think I'm a little frightened at the incredible greatness of what I've done. It's bigger than anything since the world began.
If it moves, if you prove your point to me, will you stop then? Will you destroy it? The formulas, whatever papers you have, destroy all of it, will you?
I don't know. Hand me that hypodermic, will you?
No.
All right. There.
If I say I believe you, Victor, if...
You don't have to be afraid of it. It couldn't hurt you, you know. There's only enough of this stuff to stimulate a small portion of its brain.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm afraid for us all. I've never preached to you, Victor.
It moved its left foot last night. Then the right. I'm going to try the arm now. Move the light over, please. Thanks. Watch carefully. Only takes a few seconds. Now.
Look. Look. It's hand.
I know. That's the way it was yesterday. The movement only lasts for a moment, though. That's all.
I don't know what to say. I don't even think I understand what I've seen, except that it's terrible.
Because you don't understand, or because of what it means?
I'm afraid, if you like. I'm afraid for you, for what you've done. That thing lying there, you've got no right. I won't allow... What's that?
What?
Listen.
Stethoscope. It's impossible. There wasn't enough.
It's breathing, Victor. What have you done? The thing's alive.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Herbert Marshall in Frankenstein. Tonight's presentation in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.